Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, for this Nintendo News Minute on June 2nd. Well, before we jump into the news, let's talk about today in Nintendo's history, shall we? First up, we got, it's not a busy day, June 2nd, not a busy history day for Nintendo, but in 2004, NES Classics, The Legend of Zelda is released on the Game Boy Advance in America, and is the highest rated game in the NES Classic series. And in 2005, Pokemon Emerald was released in Australia. Now, June 3rd, we got some things to talk about. So stay tuned for the episode tomorrow because it's going to be a doozy. Moving on into the news, you guys, the most unexpected, unbelievable announcement ever. I was so confused by this when I saw the tweet. I didn't even think it was official Nintendo, like first party game. It says everybody 1-2 Switch. I saw the title and I was like, everybody 12 Switch? You know, Crawler just made the joke on the last mainline show that, you know, it should be 3-4 Switch, but they're doing everybody 1-2 Switch. So we're looking at a Nintendo Life article. There's not a lot of details about this game, but we're gonna speculate a little bit and see, you know, what we think is a possibility. And so jumping into the article, it says, no, this isn't a joke. Nintendo has actually announced a sequel to the Switch launch title, 1-2 Switch. Everybody 1-2 Switch. And this reveal follows rumors dating back to June of last year. This new entry will be released on June 30th. For $29.99. And pre-orders are now open with both physical and digital versions of the game. According to the page listing, the file size is 3.3 gigs. In this new entry, players will be able to use Joy-Con and smart devices to participate. Here's a bit more about what to expect courtesy of Nintendo.com. So it says, want a party? Break out the Nintendo Switch system and laugh it up with your next game night. Mix up your next get-together with Everybody 1-2 Switch game. Grab some Joy-Con controllers or smart devices for team-based games that are easy to set up and feature everything from balloons to aliens and more. People at your next party can get moving and show off their teamwork in this multiplayer mashup. A mix of games and modes to keep you on your toes. Use Joy-Con controllers or smart devices, team up, and let the games begin. Split into teams and see which group can win a certain number of games first. Many games have several variations that change up the rules or add extra challenge. And they've got a photo here. This is an official photo from Nintendo, and it shows what looks like two people pumping up, we can only assume is a balloon, right? And they mentioned balloons, aliens, and more. So what is this? Smart devices. My initial thought is this is going to be very much like Jackbox. And if that is the case, Nintendo could actually have a hit on their hands. And I know that seems a little bit crazy and like that people may not believe me when I say that, but if you've spent any time playing Jackbox with a group of people, it's so much fun, so addicting. And if this can capture some of what Jackbox does, This is going to be an absolute winner for Nintendo. And the fact that you don't need all the Joy-Cons to be able to play, we don't know. But I know with like Jackbox, one of the best things about it is like I have a big family, so we can all play together. Get my parents over, all my kids, everything, and everybody can play. So and what's the name of this game? Everybody 1-2 Switch. And I mean, the amount of people they show, you know, they show a total of 8 people on the box art, or no, 10 people on the box art with one person in the middle. And that's, you know, Jackbox is kind of that way where one person kind of controls and everybody else plays along. So, and it looks like on the, just kind of breaking down the photo here, if you guys are just only listening, the side with the Joy-Cons looks like they are pumping balloons, while the other side has their cell phones above their heads and there's like UFOs and stuff going on. And then there's just this person with the horse mask on holding a Joy-Con and a phone in each hand. It's so strange. This is like, this reminds me of like Japanese game show stuff. I don't know if you guys ever watched like MXC or any of that stuff, but that's the kind of the vibe I'm getting from this. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm excited for this. I it has potential. If the game's fun, if the gameplay is fun and it allows for a good multiplayer, I'm here for it. My kids, my daughters in particular, they loved this game. 1-2 Switch was like you pull it out at one party. Once somebody plays it once, they're like, oh, that was cool. And then they don't touch it again. Right. That was kind of the vibe with it. My kids would play it periodically, especially if they brought a friend over. And I don't know if it would, every time I would pull it out, they would be like, oh, this is, you know, it was almost like you get a little hint of nostalgia from the last time they played it. Cause it was never like, you know, let's play this every day. They would just play it periodically, have a good time with it in short little spurts. So everybody 1-2 Switch. Pre-orders are live. Go pre-order it if you want. I'm going to pick up the physical. I will be testing it out, reviewing it, because it's first party Nintendo, of course. Of course. I'm actually hopeful. So we'll just see. Well, you can use Joy-Con. You can use your phone. Speaking of new Joy-Con, Nintendo just announced new pastel Joy-Con colors launching later this month. Nintendo just got on Twitter last night. Sometimes they do this. Sometimes they just hop on Twitter and they just start giving us announcements. And it's like, okay, we got new Joy-Cons. We got a purple, a green, a pink, and a yellow. Now, from the looks of things and from what I've seen a few other screenshots, it looks like these are being paired just like that. Like the pink and the purple and the green are a pair, and the pink and the yellow are a pair from just pictures I've seen. So don't hold me to that. It's just some pictures I've seen that's the case. And hopefully they could sell these individually or in a couple different varieties. Cause I've seen some tweets, seen people talking about it. It's like, well, I want this color and this color. You know, I heard a couple people saying, well, I want pink and purple. And it's like, well, in order to do that, we're seeing two lefts of pink and purple, and then two rights of green and yellow. So you won't be able to mix and match unless they release multiple variations of this. So hopefully they do. Hopefully it's not just limited to those two sets right there, and then that's it. So I got a text from my daughter saying, I need this. You know, she was all about these pastel colors. Now, I mentioned Nintendo sometimes just gets on Twitter and just starts tweeting announcements. Well, I put out a video this morning saying these kind of announcements make me a little bit nervous that we're not going to see a Direct in the month of June. That doesn't mean we won't see one all summer.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But then as I thought about it some more, and I had some people tweet at me, and I'm going to read a couple of the tweets here real quick. Like some people were kind of pushing back against it. And I mean, that's what I love about social media and Twitter, just the conversations, right? So this is from Daniel Harding. It says, they've done this in the past when there were directs. Plus Nintendo's Canadian Twitter page teased that news for Wave 5 for Mario Kart would be coming soon. Say what you believe, but I think the arrows are starting to point straight to a June Direct. And it kind of got me thinking. It kind of changed my tune a little bit, because they announced this game because it's only 30 days out, but they don't give us any details of it, right? So we have no details of everybody 1-2 Switch, and then they can announce it or give us those details during a potential Direct. Because just an announcement doesn't necessarily indicate. Now, if it had been full gameplay and everything like that, maybe I would change my tune. But I think upon thinking about it further, that everybody 1-2 Switch, instead of pointing to a lack of Direct, maybe pointing directly to one. So we'll just have to wait and see. And I'd love to hear from you guys, whether it's in the comments or Discord, or hit me up on Twitter at N64Josh. I would love to hear from you. So lastly, in the news, Splatoon 3 gets another update. And I guess this is like two updates this week alone. So this is over on Nintendo Life. It says Splatoon 3 gets another update to smooth out Sizzle Season. Here are the full patch notes. And it says the second update this week. So here's what Splatoon 3 version 4.0.1 fixes. Okay, fixes the player controls. Fix an issue where jumping with the B button and holding down ZR button while landing would cause rapid fire shots to have a greater range than intended when using the squeezer. Fixed an issue when opening or closing umbrellas where the targeting reticle will not always reflect the change. Note, battle replays will still be compatible with version 4.0.0, but will not be compatible with version 3.11 or earlier. So there you go. Looks like they found an immediate bug that needed squashed. And yeah, it seems like they're on it. You know, the support for Splatoon 3 it seems to be fantastic. These different seasons going forward. Honestly, the inclusion of the Super Scope 6 makes me want to jump in and check out what Splatoon is like, not only because I love the Super Scope, but it's also I believe it's a blaster type weapon, which I did use somewhat in Splatoon 2. As much as I love my NZAP, having the ability to have another gun that I play with just to kind of mix things up, I'm here for it. I want to jump in. I want to try it. As we wrap this up, I want to let you guys know that coming very soon, there is going to be subscriptions not only on Spotify, but also Apple. If you want to be able to get the shows with no commercials, I'm talking every show going forward, you're going to be able to subscribe right on Apple or on Spotify. And I wanted to say thank you guys so much for everybody that already does subscribe and just for listening, you guys. Seriously, you're changing my life and I'm so, so grateful. So thank you so much for that. Tons of fun stuff coming out. I'm really working hard between just getting these shows out and working outside of the podcast. I want to get this nailed down to 3 shows a day. That's really what I'm hoping for. And there's just so many cool things planned. I've got so many great ideas and I could not be more excited about all of this. So thank you so much for really being along with me for this ride. Like, I'm so grateful, like so, so grateful. So you guys are the best and we will see you in the next one. Bye now.